Welcome back to Inside on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're closing a special best of show with an inspiring story of rising above adversity. I initially met Jermaine Tilson a couple of years ago at a foster program with Volunteers for America in Sacramento. Jermaine aged out of the foster care system and experienced homelessness, but continued to create and paint. I caught up with Jermaine back in February about his recent accomplishments and personally how creating a family deepened his passion. Jermaine, I remember I met you about 2 years ago. Take me back to that time. Where were you as an artist and your journey that led you to becoming an artist?
2 years ago, honestly, I guess you could say that I was kind of still trying to get to a point where, you know, I could say that I'm kind of like professional, but like I knew that I was on a path that was like, you know, I'm on the right path. So it was a bit different too. My style was a little bit different, my art style, and also my lifestyle was a lot different. You know, I was in a transitional housing for former homeless foster youths, and it was really really difficult for me. But you know, I had a lot of support in my circle, so I think it really. It was really a big difference, but it was also like, you know, I knew it was going to go somewhere, you know?
When you were going from foster home to foster home and you were transitional youth that was experiencing homelessness, I mean, you really turned obstacles into inspiration. Share with us the obstacles in your life that led to this really wonderful work that you have as an artist.
I think that it's more like, you know, the obstacles that, like you were saying, like kind of like turn inspiration, like I had gave myself these options, like I could get upset or I could put myself in a situation where things could be a lot harder, but I knew that people believed in me, and I used that those people that believed in me and the situation that I was going through to create something beautiful out of it. And I think that that's what gave me a lot of the opportunities, you know. So, you know, times when, you know, like when I was homeless, it was really hard, but you know, I always kept a canvas and I always kept painting. And I think that like in any time in life, like when things hard, like as long as you continue to work and push through that, it's gonna make you be wherever you want to be, you know what I mean? Or even just have that support, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think when it comes to the issue of homelessness, there's a lot that people don't understand. And through your experience, what led you to going through that, to becoming unhoused?
So at the time when I was in foster care, I was like eight, I think I was 20, turned 21. So I was legally still able to be in an actual like foster home with foster parents. And, you know, that particular foster parent that I was with ended up getting like evicted from her apartment, and I had nowhere to go, you know, and I was like about to be 21 in less than like 3 weeks, you know, so, you know, I didn't have nowhere to go. So I kind of was just like kind of moving around in places that I knew that I used to live at before, like, and I found this little area where I kind of like, it was really warm, and I'd stand and eat there and sleep under there, and I had my little canvas and work there. So, but really it started from there, you know, just kind of just where I was like kind of fit similar neighborhoods that I used to live in, and kind of just found a place that was kind of safe and kind of warm a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
So it was like, you know, It was something that I didn't expect was going to happen. You know, it really was, you know, I was like, I never would have thought I would be in this position. And it wasn't 100% my fault, but, you know, I had to make the best out of it. So that's really how I became in that situation.
What led you, or how did you find out about Volunteers of America? Because that really was a turning point for you.
Yeah, so it's crazy because, you know, I had a library card. So I'd go to the library all the time, you know, during the day, you know, because it's open, it's public. So I'd go to the library and I just looked online. I just Googled like transitional housing, because I used to live in the Bay Area and they have like this transitional housing, but I was too old for it. So I looked up transitional housing for people after 21. And I found this program called Adolfo on Google, and I was like, and I found their number and I was like, hey, is it possible if I could use a phone here? And I called and they said, yes, we have interviews every Tuesday. So come. And I ended up taking a bus over there and then ended up going to the interview. And that's how I got into VOA's Adolfo, you know, kind of just doing my own research. Cause I feel like, you know, I realized that like a lot of things that I want, like, you know, it's not going to come by just sitting here, you know? So I had to like put in the work to figure it out, you know?
And I would imagine that experience was way more than just like having a roof over your head. It gave you stability, and you also got some mentorship out of it.
Oh, yes. I got a lot of mentorship. I feel like, you know, I mean, I still have connections with those people that I met through VOA, and a lot of the opportunities that I've gotten are mainly because of them, you know, and I'm thankful for them.
And that's what brought me to you in 2019. You were painting a mural there at the Volunteers of America site. And 2 years later, you are a successful artist. You've been a part of Wide Open Walls. People can see your work on the LED screen at Golden One Center. For people who haven't seen your work, describe it. How do you want people to feel when they take in your artwork?
What I want people to feel when they take in my artwork is... it's, you know, and I also want them to like kind of like see it too, like, because there's a story in everything that I create. What I want them to see and feel is like what I went through. Like, there's a story. Like, you know, when there's a story, you gotta kind of understand it. And yes, art is your own perspective, but like when I create my art, like, you know, there's always an emotion that I was feeling, and I want people to be able to like see that through the colors, you know, because if you ask me, I think certain colors represent different emotions. So, you know, if there's red, you know, some people think that that's like a really like bright color. Some people think it's an angry color. But basically what I want people to get out of when they see my work is, you know, he has a story. You know, he was going through something, and this is going to make me feel some type of way when I look at this, or when I buy this piece of work. It's not just, oh, it's going to go on my wall. Like, it's something that's going to make me feel emotion. I'm going to have an emotional connection to it. So that's what I want people to get when they see my work, you know.
How do you describe your process to how you work as an artist?
As my process, I think how I work as an artist, it sounds crazy, but sometimes it can be very like stressful, but like I know that it's like really, it's really fulfilling, you know? Like, it's something that takes time, but when I take my time, it comes out perfect. It comes out the way that I love it, you know? And I think that that's important with artwork or any form of art, is knowing how you feel when you're going through it, you know?
Yeah. You have so many people who have taken in your work. You know, as I mentioned, you know, you've participated in Wide Open Walls, and people can see it at Golden One Center. Has there been feedback that you've received over the last couple of years that really sticks with you and warms your heart about how it makes people feel?
Yes. Actually, it's crazy that you said that, because yesterday I was painting at a live painting at one of my mentor's events that he had. And he said this to me. He's like, you know, your work, it's changed and it's evolved. And, you know, it's not only evolving, it's like it's popping off the canvas. It's coming off of the art. It's emerging into something. So that really stuck with me. It made me feel really happy. It's like someone that I know personally has seen me come from here and see the difference in the evolution of my art.
I want to talk about the artwork that is right behind you. It's Muhammad Ali. Describe it. It's so vibrant, and it really lends itself to what your mentor said. It's like popping off of the wall, and we're like in a Zoom chat right now.
So this piece is called Power and Will. And, you know, I mean, it's Ali in there, but, you know, it's more than just Muhammad Ali, you know, because, like, you know, when Muhammad Ali, like, he was boxing, like, it was a really hard time for, you know, African Americans, but, you know, he kept doing his thing, you know. And I think that that's all we gotta think in the world right now. Like, it's crazy. A lot of stuff is going on right now, but we gotta have that will and that drive. And I feel like we do have that power to continue to push, you know, like, and this Muhammad Ali piece, you know, it really represents just finding that power and that will within you, no matter where you're from or no matter who you are, like, it's there, you know. And the colors just like kind of just bounce off of him, and it's more like a, hey, this is my world, you know, let's make it better, you know. And, you know, it's crazy, like, I was just talking to someone else too, and she said that, you know, someone told her that let's try to make the world a better place every day we wake up. And I think that that's kind of what this represents a little bit, you know, like, you know, if we have the power and the will within ourselves, like, that's all we really need to make the world a better place. You know what I mean?
Right. Absolutely. The constant in your life, or at least in the last few years, I have come to know you, obviously, is painting, but your life has changed drastically since you were unhoused and you were experiencing homelessness. You're a father, you're engaged. Tell us about this part of your life.
Oh, man, it's probably the only thing that's keeping me grounded in being able to be the artist I am. And that's my fiance, Kelsey, and my daughter. Like, you know, we went through everything together, like within those 2 years that you met me, like a couple years after that, you know, we, because I had aged out of the program, we experienced, you know, homelessness ourselves together, you know what I'm saying? But we had, you know, the good thing is we had a job, we had an income, so we had money to pay for like hotels and stuff, but like it wasn't stable at the time. And the one thing that I learned from anybody being in your life, it's like, you know, you got to cherish those people that are there for you when you're down, you know. And she's shown more than that than anyone in my entire life, the 25 years I've been alive, you know. She's just been there for me. She's rode for me, and I love her, like, you know, more than anything in this world. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't wait till we can walk down that aisle and get married together, and you know, our family is just expanding too also. And honestly, like, that experience with her is just like, it's so hard to explain. I feel like when you're in love, you'll understand, but like it's simple for me, I guess. But you know, she's the main reason why I'm doing what I'm doing. My daughter and Kelsey, you know, they're the reasons why I continue to push. You know, mm-hmm. There's times where I'm like, I don't feel like I want to do this anymore. And she's like, no, babe, you got this. Things like the Golden One Center happen, you know, when I least expect it. So
what did that feel like when you see it outside the arena?
Honestly, you know, it's crazy. Like, I'm going to be honest, like, I didn't think it was that big of a deal until like a bunch of people were like, dude, this is crazy. You know, there's a lot of people trying to do this. It's cost lots of money to do this. And I thought about it. I was like, okay, maybe it's that big of a deal. I guess like at first it wasn't like that big to me, but as I like kind of looked at it, I'm like, okay, no, this is a big deal, you know? So at first I didn't feel like a big deal, but then I realized it is a big deal, you know?
It is a big deal. You should feel very proud about that. Before we let you go, you know, you're talking about your fiance and your child, and art is still very much a part of your life. But has it taken on a deeper meaning now that you have, your heart is just fuller with being a father and being engaged?
Yeah, I think it does. I think it makes me realize that I can do more than just what I'm doing right now. You know, like, I mean, like, my heart is in like teaching people that it's okay, that what you can do, you can do what you love, you know what I mean? So like, that's really my main focus. Like, I know that like, if I connect with the right people, like, you know, I can teach what I can do to other people. And that's my goal. You know, I do like side art classes and stuff for people, like pop-up shows and stuff. But like, really, it's just like, I think that my art can take me in a different way. And I think that just like you said, the whole 2 years that you've known me and seen me and followed me has showed that, you know, my art can take me anywhere I want to go, as long as I'm willing to put in the work for it. And I think that that's what I want my artwork to do, is to show that, you know, put in this work and we can make things happen, such as things, changes in the community, you know, a lot of different things can happen, you know.
As long as you have the power and the will, right?
Exactly.
That is Jermaine Tilson, an artist and muralist based in Sacramento. Our conversation first aired in February. That wraps a special edition of Insight. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. Also, if you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Nick Dobis and Victor Corral Martinez, with managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital team is Chris Hagen, Emily Zentner, Helga Salinas, and Megan Minata. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our engineers are Antonio Munez and Chris Feltz. Joe Barr is Cap Radio's chief content officer. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us.